Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible. Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 bull sale Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
Well, cattle futures today were quite a bit stronger here. We had March feeders 97 higher, April $1.22 higher, May feeders 92 higher, August 67 at 151.97. That August contract did reach the highest level since back in November. November the 5th was the last time we were at this high level. So we're a little bit of a breakout here as we've gone through some previous contract highs. Live cattle were stronger as well. We ended up today at $1.25 in the February, which expired in 2 days. On Thursday, so then April will be the next contract that will become the front month. It looks like the last trade right there was exactly 130, and that would be new contract highs there for April. So it's possible that the market will push some of the people that have been short this whole time out of the market here. Maybe some additional buy stops here as it makes new contract highs. So quite a good day there for the live cattle futures. Box beef at midday was 39 cents higher on choice, $219.94, so nearly $2.20. Select was up $1.60 at $216.77. Oklahoma City yesterday was 72.3 higher. The official number was 7,556 head. Of course, beef and packer margins are both continue to be profitable. But really the story here is a lot of strength here in a time of the year when the market could typically be weak, especially on feeder cattle due to seasonal tendencies of wheat pasture cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon.
The grain futures continue to show a lot of weakness here, led by wheat. Kansas City and Chicago were both down about 4 to 6 cents, and this is the lowest level that the July wheat has been to in a long time. So, like, the July Kansas City wheat closed today about 455. Today's low is 450 and three quarters. Just the other day, for instance, on about February the 5th or so, we were at 528. So that's roughly 80 cents that we have sold off, or 75 cents we've sold off since February 4th. So roughly 3 weeks ago, we were 70 cents higher. So a really big move. We've seen big moves before in wheat, but this is a one-way, new lows. Everything is just looking pretty bad. Yesterday, they did release the crop ratings for wheat. It looks like Oklahoma was 38% good to excellent. The last report was in November. They skipped some reports because the government shut down, but it was 56% then. So it's getting worse, about 18% less than then. Texas was also 38%, and then Kansas 51% good to excellent. Overall, that's pretty good. We did have 120,000 metric tons of beans sold this morning to Mexico. That didn't have a very positive impact here as we closed down about 7 cents. Outside markets such as Dow Jones was up about 28. It's come back here late in the day. Crude oil is up 18 cents. Natural gas is currently down about 4 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.